It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the trading for the month of April, and we've started a couple of days of action in the month of May. May certainly has been a little bit friendlier to the grain markets than what April was, but for the week, we did see some strength here in some of the markets, at least a good recovery towards the end. We'll talk about it after this break.
Spring planting is here, and time to make the final adjustments to your 2025 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe this is the year to consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies and can find the policy that fits your operation the best. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200, the risk management specialist. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
Well, we wrapped up the trading for the month of April, and we've got a couple days of May under our belt as well. And we actually saw some, you know, mixed performance when you look at it as far as the week is concerned. Good strength, though, once we hit the month of May. We saw some good gains come into the grains, especially on Friday, where we saw a lot of profit-taking, a lot of positioning ahead of the weekend, which erased a lot of the week's losses here from, the last few days of April. By the time we wrapped it up, we're seeing an anomaly as far as Minneapolis wheat is concerned, as the May contract, which is in delivery now, scored a huge gains, up 25 and a quarter cents, as it went from being at a carry in this market from 15 cents to the July to now being inverted by that 15 cents. So what we saw was a complete turnaround as far as Minneapolis wheat is concerned, and a lot of that tied to the fact that they need quality wheat right now, and they're trying to force it out of the final hams that are holding the wheat. As far as Kansas City and Chicago are concerned, we did lose a little bit of ground, down 2 to 3 cents in Chicago, down 9 to 10 in Kansas City. Corn was the biggest loser here this week, as good planting progress and then the forecast for even better planting progress this week pressured the market. Corn dropped 16 to 17 cents, but soybeans came back on the idea that we might get a trade deal with China, or at least that China's open to start talking about a trade deal. We did see soybeans only lose about a penny for the week. Soybean meal was anywhere from 20 cents higher to a buck lower. Soybean oil was down about 20 to 30 cents. And canola was mixed as well, with the old crop finishing down $4. But we did see the July gain $6. In the meats, we continue to see that ball rolling pretty good. live cattle gained close to $3, while feeder cattle were up close to $4. Strong cash trade continues to be the driving factor in the cattle. And over in the hogs, we did see a mixed performance, down about a buck. In the outside markets, crude oil was down $4.60. Gold was down $52. The dollar was up 0.6 cents, and we saw almost 1,500-point gains in the Dow.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.